Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how Rolex released the 50th anniversary of the Rolex Sea-Dweller 4000 at Baselworld 2017. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I want to talk to you today about how Rolex released the 50th anniversary Sea-Dweller 4000 at Baselworld 2017. This was all the buzz of the show. Rolex, of course, released many models, but this was definitely the one that caught everybody's attention. So for some watch journalists, this came as a surprise. For me, I heard rumblings about it for over a year, and it wasn't that big a shock, but it was definitely very welcomed addition to the Rolex family. Now, the first Rolex Sea-Dweller models were released back in 1967, so they weren't always very well received. You know, these watches were different from the Submariner in that they had a deeper depth rating, and they to 4,000 feet instead of 1,000 feet. And they didn't have a Cyclops over the date, the Cyclops date magnifier bubble, which I never have liked personally myself. And the rumor is that Rolex always wanted the Rolex Sea-Dweller 4000, the original models, to all have those dates over the bubble. But because when they were testing it for pressure, it would always pop off. And it just wasn't something that they did, so they to distinguish it from the Submariner, and also because it just didn't work out at that time, they did not put the magnifier over it. And it's actually one of the features that I've come to love and I've always loved about the Sea-Dweller models, that they didn't have that stupid Cyclops date magnifier over the date. Some people like it. I mean, obviously, it's very iconic. It's very Rolex. It's very original. It's very much them. It's their trademark. But at the same time, it's not something that I've really liked. I like the fact that, you know, for every 1,000 Submariners, there was one Sea-Dweller. Now, this new Sea-Dweller 4000 Anniversary Edition, it's the biggest Sea-Dweller produced in the last 50 years, other than the deep sea models. This watch is constructed out of steel. It's 43 millimeters in case diameter. I feel that this is their ultimate diver's watch. I used to feel that about the deep sea, but the deep sea is much like Humpty Dumpty in that it's got a big head and it's got little feet, meaning the case is big, but the bracelet was tapered. So they essentially used the Submariner bracelet on a bigger case. And it just was, the proportions are way out of whack. I do feel like they should keep the James Cameron Deep Sea, because that was a cool moment in time and it marked an occasion, a historic and important occasion. But I feel like this new Sea-Dweller 4000 Anniversary Edition is really the ultimate. So it's basically, it's the Submariner on steroids. I like the fact, unlike the deep sea models where it had that, you know, that inner ring that said, you know, gas release valve or whatever it said, this doesn't have that. This is very true to Rolex models. The coolest part of this watch is that, you know, it's a nod to the vintage Sea-Dwellers, where Sea-Dweller is actually written in red. Now, a lot of people were blown away that Rolex would do this. I mean, I pretty much knew it would happen. I wasn't 100%, but I definitely knew in my mind that this was going to come out, and it did. The retail of this watch is $11,350. This is almost $3,000 more than a Submariner, which retails for $85.50. It's quite the premium in that way, but because it's basically, It's a Submariner in a bigger case, and it does have the bubble. So this watch does have the bubble. That's the thing that annoys me probably the most. Other than that, it's awesome. It has a helium escape valve on the case, on the left side of the case. It's got a new movement. I can't wait to see this watch in the no-date version with red writing. I think that would be the ultimate, and it would probably be the only way I would ever buy a Submariner, although this is definitely got me thinking. If I was to ever wear a Rolex with a bubble, it would be this watch, although I have owned GMT Masters in the past. I think the GMT Master is the only Rolex that I've ever bought for myself that has a bubble over the date. And at that time, it really didn't annoy me, but I was very green. I was very young. I was in my early 20s. Now I'm, 41, and I have so much more experience, and I just like symmetry, and I like things that are clean. But this watch is going to be virtually impossible to get. I can definitely help you with getting one. There's a list a mile long. There's a lot of people who want this. It's going to go definitely in my mind over retail as soon as it comes out. Maybe for a little while, maybe for a year, maybe for two. It's really hard to gauge how long that hysteria is going to go on for. But now they have a Submariner without date, a Submariner with date. They have the Seadweller 4000 non-anniversary edition. And they have this anniversary edition, and then they have the James Cameron Deep Sea. So there's a lot of sort of Submariner Sea Dwellers within that family. They should mainstream, streamline their collection more. I mean, in a perfect world, Submariner, no date, Submariner date, this model, the anniversary edition, and then the James Cameron Deep Sea. I mean, that's all you really need. You don't really need more than that. I dig this watch. I mean, it's a cool watch. It's got balls. It's got the size. It's got more than enough water resistance. You'll never use it. The red writing is what does it for me. It definitely gives that nod to vintage, and it's just a very well proportioned watch in general, and I can't wait to try it on and see it and see how it feels compared to the deep sea, but I've always loved the Sea Dweller. It's always been one of my faves. It does have the, it does have the really nice Mercedes style Rolex hands. It has, the chromolite. So at night, the indices and hands they glow in a nice blue color. And it's just very iconic. It's very Rolex. A lot of people, hem and haw over what they like and what they don't like. But I think that this is something that universally is just got an amazing, it's very Steve McQueen, it's very vintage Rolex, but it's also very modern Rolex. As I've mentioned in the past couple of years, Rolex has become really a modern day brand, and it's got the modernity of the new movement and the new case and the dial treatment and all that, but it's also got the vintage aspect of the red on the dial, and it's got the bubble, which we've never seen before on a Sea Dweller model. So this will be the first time in history that a Sea Dweller model will have the actual date magnifier over the date. So there you have it, folks. It's super water resistant. It's super masculine. It's going to be very hard to get. The price point, I mean, it's still a very expensive watch. $11,000 for a diver's watch. It ain't cheap. There's a many, many watches you could buy. You could buy multiple watches for the same money, including a nice diver's watch from a very good brand like Tudor or, even Omega or, IWC or whatever. You could buy many diver's watches, but this really is going to become the ultimate. And I look forward to seeing what it does. I look forward to seeing the reception once people have it and actually own it. It was definitely the darling of Baselworld, and people went crazy for it. And a lot of people who have Submariners and who want something bigger, this is the answer. You had a Submariner before, the only other answer was the Deep Sea, but I think this is better. This is much better laid out. It's much more proportionate. They learned a lot from the Deep Sea to make this watch actually perfect. For me, it's not perfect because of the date bubble, and but hey, beggars can't be choosers. I'm just glad they did something like this. I think it gives a lot of collectors and the press and the like a lot of hope that in the future Rolex will release more and more models that are inspired by their past. And Rolex did a great job with the execution. So I gotta say, it's really well done. I can definitely help you get one of these. Contact me, and I'm at davehonda@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis of $150. The nice thing is, if you do buy a watch or sell a watch through me within a year, I do apply that $150 towards my commission. If you don't buy or sell a watch through me within a year, that fee is for my time. Definitely check me out on social media, on my Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. My Facebook watch page is a great way to stay informed as well. If you want to get caught up with the weekly watch news without, committing yourself to a daily blog, sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a one-and-done process. You sign up once, you get an email every week of a newsletter, and it's pretty cool. Yeah, links to articles, you can see my wrist shots, you can hear my podcasts, you can see my watches of the week. Sign up by www.amitdavehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.